right, I'd like to welcome Dr. Tim Burdick. Most of you know him, but he is our associational area minister, I think they're called now. They used to be called director of missions. So,
I'm up and running?
Yep, you're up and running.
Very good.
All right, I'll get out of the way.
All right. That came quickly. I'm not ready yet.
Oh, well,
it was very nice. It's my pleasure to be here this morning, and you know, I was asked by Vivian. Who's Vivian? Did you ask me? Who asked me this morning? Joe asked me. Is it strange coming back here? Is it? But you know what? I preach all over the place these days, and I'll go anywheres and share the gospel with folks, and I love doing it. But coming here it feels very much like home to me. So there's nothing. So I can just be myself with you all. I can carry on and not be ready, and y'all are all right with that. Say, oh, we're used to that. We've had him here before. You're lucky he's even here. No, God bless you all so much, and it's really incredible just to come into this building and to see familiar faces, to see, you know, some of the things that have changed a little bit here and there, and it's always just it's just very, very comforting. I don't know, just something special about being here. So good morning. I am pastor here for 10 years, and I remember a lot of the folks that have already gone on to be with Jesus. There's quite a few, quite a list. Done some funerals, done some weddings, and just really love the ministry that's taking place here. I was good friends with even my predecessor, Don Knight, also with Jesus, and one of my mentors. And he taught me just a whole lot about pastoring, especially pastoring a small church. That was a big challenge for me because I was at First Baptist Church Leesburg, and now there I have three campuses, and it's quite a cultural shock to go from a gigantic church to a small church. But I did learn a lot from Don, and I learned a whole lot from you, which you'll hear a little bit about when we get to the message this morning, because this church taught their pastor. You know, we say you learn how to raise children, but no, the children actually raise up parents, right? And it's very much so with the pastor. The church raises up their pastor. So before we get into the message, we'll be looking at John 3:16 today. And John 3:16, in particular, I'm going to use the text from the King James Version for a purpose, because the King James Version, for whatever reason, in our history of the church, and I did some research, and I went as far back as I could, and the Authorized Version, early 1800s, had the same language, had the same wording. The wording has not changed. Now, the New King James has changed a little bit, but you'll hear it, you'll recognize the verse. It's like, that's the one I know. And when we recite it in a church, that's the one we recite. While there's many translations that use a little bit different language, and they're right for doing so, by the way. The culture changes and the language changes, and of course, a word like begotten, nobody knows what that really means unless you've been immersed in that language. You don't learn that in school, right? You learn that in church or from grandma or somebody. You don't just have that. Before we get into this message, I'd like for us to just ask God to just bring us closer into His presence, just to usher us into that holy, special place, so that when I preach this message, you won't hear me. You don't need to hear me. We need to hear from God. We need God's Spirit. And the only way, church, that we can get closer to God is if we agree on that we want to be closer to God in this next 20, 25 minutes or so. Will you bow your heads and just join me in your spirit? Just call out to God right now. Father, we want to be closer to you than we were just moments ago. We praised you with our voices, and we gave generously of our offerings. God, we don't give out of compulsion and we don't sing because that's what's expected. We love you. And everything we do when we come into this building, we do this because we love you. And the only reason we even know how to love is because you first loved us when we were so far away, when we were so sin-filled, doomed for destruction. And you reached out and you first drew us. Today, as we look at this very, very special passage, this one that is perhaps the most well-known verse in Scripture. Today, as we look at this one verse, which is so much meaning and so much in just one verse, we ask that you would, God, you would draw us closer to you so that we can hear the message, the one that you have for each one of us. Well, my words will be the same. The meaning in the hearts of your people can vary from one to another. In order for that miraculous and amazing transformation in our hearts to happen, we have to be closer to you. Don't let us drift. If sounds outside or shuffling in seats or sneezing or air conditioners or anything else distracts us, bring us back. Bring us right back. And Lord, fill us today with the meat of your Scripture, with the understanding that transcends centuries. Help us understand what this word meant at the very first time it was spoken. God, you don't change, and your word lasts forever. But we do need help. We need help to understand. We need help to bring your word into our lives and flesh that out as a person, as a group, and as a church. So we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would just give us this time, this moment, that you would draw us into your presence and move in our hearts and in our minds and help us so that we know when we leave here, we have heard from God. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Coffee, some say it's the elixir of gods. I don't know why. I just like it. Just to let you know, this is my third cup here. So I'm going to be going... I'm going to try not to go too quickly. The heart of the gospel. Love that saves. John 3:16. A love that transforms everything. I thought you had your hand up, Al. Oh, 3:16. It's behind me if you've forgotten. It's on the wall. Good morning, First Baptist Church of Mineola. It's great to be back here today, sharing the joy of history and the transformation, the transformative love of God. Do you realize it's just over 3 years? Over 3 years that I was called to be our association mission strategist. I remember this pulpit. When I look at these three crosses, I'm reminded of the ultimate sacrifice that changed our lives. God's love is not just a concept. It's a reality that has transformed us. I want to extend my heartfelt thanks to Pastor Joe. Pastor Joe, for his leadership. Let's show our support with our prayers and encouragement. A strong church needs its pastor. Cares for one another and stays grounded in God's word. Thank you all for supporting Lake County Baptist Association. Your generosity is making a difference. We've grown from a handful of disconnected churches to now being 51 strong, quadrupling the number of engaged churches with a constant flow of new churches joining. Replants are transforming dead churches into vibrant, healthy, fast-growing churches. Our bilingual community, it's expanding by leaps and bounds as well. One new church plant just joined a month ago. Another one is considering joining any day now. And then we have one just down the road from Vivian and John that are in the process now, beginning to consider becoming a Southern Baptist church and joining with us. Pastors are loving the vision tours, and we're seeing an active uptick in our association leading to more mission trips. And I expect we're going to see a lot more will join us with each passing month. We're taking good care of our pastors. We've identified week-long $299 family vacations for a pastor and his family and all over the world. We have leveraged the association's size, securing big savings on Logos software. Your pastor is getting that. Our pastors, they don't get the small package. They get the top tier package. We've done a lot for helping our churches to save in many ways, instead of spending on their money on resources, they're able to spend less and then apply that money to their local ministry. Many receive more savings than they give to the association. It works out really, really well for everybody. And small churches, don't get me started. We've brought in tens of thousands of dollars. We also have right now media available for church leaders. And any church leader, if the church doesn't have it, and this is really helpful to small churches because usually funding's tight, they have access to the association. Right now media says, that's great. Go ahead. Let the pastors, let the church leaders have access. Use that in their families. It's just a wonderful benefit. Our NAMB, which is North American Missions Board affiliated, we're affiliated with them, and we offer free online courses to all church members. And you don't have to be in our association. You can be a Christian on the other side of the planet, and all these courses are free. They are top-notch. They're the very best. And then we've got something really special. If you should decide to go on a mission trip to St. Thomas, you get free room and board at the Blue Water Bible College, which is, St. Thomas can be expensive. So you spend half a day on mission and then half a day on vacation. It's not a bad deal at all. It's a really nice setup. God's Spirit has reignited the SBC spirit for our unified churches, for reaching this county and beyond. And when you do it right, it's a win-win for everyone. Today, we're going to delve into John 3:16, the heart of the gospel, the love that changes. When I was 9 years old, I didn't grow up in a church-going family. But the love of Jesus found me through the outreach of a local Baptist church. They reached out to neighborhood kids. If not for their commitment to sharing God's love, my story might have been different. Here's what they taught me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16 out of the King James Version. Our first point, the greatest love. The first part of John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Now this is divine love, agape. It's not just affection. It's love that gives without expecting anything in return. It's unconditional, meaning it doesn't waver based on our actions or worthiness. It's sacrificial, willing to lay down everything for the beloved. It's eternal, never fading or diminishing. This is agape, love of God, which reaches out to every corner of our lives, meeting us where we are, no matter our condition or past. Remember, for God so loved the world. And this is the foundation of our faith. How has this love transformed your life? To grasp this love, consider its cost. It's like a parent loving a rebellious child. But in spite, and it's not for what they've done, but in spite of it, imagine the father in the prodigal son story who doesn't wait for his son, doesn't wait for him to come home, but he runs to meet him, embraces him in love, even after he has squandered his inheritance. This reflects the cost of God's love for us, giving his son for the world that had turned away from him. Now let's turn our attention to the depth of this love, shown through the greatest sacrifice ever made. The greatest sacrifice, in the middle of John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten Son. Here, at these three crosses, we see the ultimate sacrifice. True love involves giving, and God gave us his Son. Here's what the prophet Isaiah says about this sacrifice. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Picture this. A bridge operator in the control of a drawbridge. We used to have those in Lake County. Here's the train coming. But his young son had wandered into the gears. He faces an impossible choice. save his son or lower the bridge to save the train's passengers? With tears, he pulls the lever, sacrificing his son for many. That's what God the Father did. He sacrificed his only son, Jesus. But with God, there's a profound difference. Jesus willingly gave himself, not by forced circumstance, but by divine love for us. We must consider the cost to understand the magnitude of God's love. The world has rebelled against God. God loved us anyway. This is unlike human love. We love people who treat us well. God loved us. God loved us even when we rejected him. With such sacrifice comes an invitation. An invitation to all who would believe. Later in John 3:16, we read that whosoever believeth in him. Whosoever believeth in him. This is the invitation to all, not just some. Whosoever believes in him, no one is excluded. This invitation, it isn't about earning salvation. You can't get it through works, but to receive it, you have to do it through faith. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 tells us, "For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Your acceptance of Christ, is what matters. Not your achievements, not your sins. Each person must decide to believe. Have you responded? Have you responded to this invitation? Are you living in the assurance of faith? Or are you still trying to find your way? One practical way the church can help many people respond to this message is through community outreach. Churches in Lake County, Baptist Association, they're lining up to embrace the Bless app. It recently was retooled by the GLUE, which, if you don't know, is part of CRU, a Campus Crusade for Christ, you might know that. For this purpose here, to see everyone in Lake County have an opportunity to hear and respond to the gospel. But remember, it's the heart of the action, the love and faith in Jesus. That's what truly matters. Several of our churches are already onboarded, and God has blessed us with direct access to the Creator. He lives in Orlando, Chris Cooper. That's his name. And Chris he's fallen in love with Lake County. And he's worked out a deal for us that when 20, because we have 51 churches now, so when 20 of our churches on board, all of our churches are going to have access to the New Movers database, and it's a really good New Movers database. And then if a church wants to sign up, it's free to people. All people, it's free too. But if a church wants to sign up, so the pastor has some really cool tools and a dashboard, it's only $20 a month. And it's the best $20 a month you can spend if you're a pastor and you need to connect with the community. The information is great, and it helps him connect the church to better reach the local community. It's truly amazing. It's quite simple. It's one of the best church growth tools I've ever seen. But let's focus back here on the message. Let's focus on God, the part that God promises in our text. This invitation comes with the promise of eternal life. Our fourth point, then, the greatest promise should not perish, but have everlasting life. The final portion of John 3:16 contains the most tremendous promise, ever given, eternal life. For those who believe in Jesus Christ, this is not a temporary blessing or a fleeting hope. It is unshakable. It's everlasting reality for all who believe in God, who believe in the Son of God. Now, there's a contrast here. In John 3:16, it presents a very stark contrast. Perishing versus everlasting life. These are the two eternal destinies for every person. To perish means to be eternally separated from God, experiencing the consequences of sin. Yet, to have everlasting life means to dwell in the presence of God forever, experiencing His love, His joy, His peace for all eternity. John 10:28 assures us, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Many people think of eternal life as merely living forever. However, the quality of life is what matters as much. It matters as much as the duration. Everlasting life is not just about quantity, but about an intimate, unending relationship with God. John 17, verse 3. Defines it as, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." I remember when I first became pastor of this church back in 2011. We were few, but our faith was strong. That first Easter, 35 people were lined up over here who had made a decision for Jesus. I didn't know what to do. We experienced growth for a while, and then for a while, every week people were accepting Jesus as their Savior. Oh yeah, we praise God. Then God sent hard times. And we joke. You know, the story of Job. He sent hard times and challenges and financial worries. Remember I told you, you taught me? But your faith, especially that day when Mary Purvis led the way in this church, and she got down on her knees. I didn't think she'd ever get back up again. And I recall, God was working. He was working that day. The entire congregation, nearly everyone in the church, followed Mary's example and came up here to the altar. This was unscripted, unprompted, but in faith in God, the church prayed, God, do a miracle. And God did answer. In a huge way, Vivian called me. You'll never guess what. God did provide. God did what we could not do. From $0 for the bills, the mortgage. Remember that, Vivian? The pastor's back pay. To all of it being paid in one day and money left over in the bank account. That's the power of faith. A faith-filled prayer. That's John 16 in action. You see, miracles do happen. And being born again is a miracle. What could happen if that same faith goes to work and this church prays every day from your home for your neighbors by name and all through Lake County? Churches, Christians start doing this in faith. What will that do? What will that do to the hearts of people? What will God do in this county? In Mineola, this city? In First Baptist Church of Mineola, this church? Many struggle with doubts. Doubts about their salvation. But the promise of God is clear. Salvation in Christ is secure. Romans 8, 38 through 39 tells us this. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ of God. That is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you have faith? Do you have faith that God wants to grow this church? Do you have faith to trust Pastor Joe to lead you to see that growth? Now as we reflect on this incredible love, sacrifice, invitation, and promise, let's consider our response. This is the final appeal. This is in the altar call. Reflect on this love today. It's not just history. It's now. I was ready to give up. You don't know this. When the finances of this church were at their lowest, I was doubting, God, you called me here. But your faith, prayers, turned our situation around. That's the day that God taught me. It's not the pastor. It's not the pastor that grows the church. It's the power of the church praying together from their hearts, their honest hearts. That's what God hears, and to what God responds. God wants a unified church of authentic believers with faith that moves mountains. He wants you to be his hands and his feet in Mineola. But know this, when we get to the gospel, when the church gets to that and they understand that, the power of John 3:16 in action, that's the sort of thing that God can do. He uses people to be part of his miracle. He wants to use us to be part of his doing miracles of new life, leading people to new life in Jesus. You know, sending money, that's great. I thought it was a miracle. God taught me so much. It was a miracle. We couldn't make it happen. It happened. But what's the bigger miracle? New life in Jesus? Well, let me tell you something. Real life in Jesus, this gift of love is more valuable than anything this world offers. Will you respond? Will you respond to this love today? Can we pray together? Heavenly Father, thank you for your incredible love shown through Jesus. For those here who haven't trusted you, open their hearts. For all of us, help us to live confidently in your love, knowing we have eternal life through Christ. In his precious name, amen. Let's keep building. Let's keep building this faith community. Knowing that Pastor Joe, he's called by God to lead you. Knowing this church has faith, knowing that God still is doing miracles, and knowing that your best days are ahead, and that people in Mineola, they're looking for a place to call home, and that place is here at First Baptist Church of Mineola. Join the wider SBC community through the association and ask, what tools are available for this church? You'll be surprised to know that there are tons of resources available, and nearly all of them are paid for by cooperative funding. Small churches, actually, they're the ones that get the most benefit. Because Southern Baptist everywhere want every church to succeed in their community. We know, as Florida Baptist Convention says, we are better together. Amen? Pastor Joe, thank you so much for having me today. It's really, really is a pleasure anytime I get to come and, you know, I don't have to be preaching, just being here sometimes. I love this church. And if I can just say, you know, it's not...